With Her in Our Land by Charlotte Perkins Gilman. Read by Mark Young. About the author. Charlotte Perkins Gilman, born 1860, was a successful US-American author of poetry, short stories, essays, non-fiction books and novels, and also a journalist, lecturer, and one of the most prominent feminist theorists and activists of her time. Though some of her views, particularly on race, are problematic by today's standards, her important contributions to feminist theory are still recognized and relevant. After a difficult childhood and a failed first marriage, her second marriage was happy and lasted 34 years. In 1935, 1 year after her husband's sudden death, terminally ill with breast cancer, she took her own life. Her autobiography, The Living of Charlotte Perkins Gilman, was published posthumously. With Her in Our Land is the sequel to the novel Her Land. Chapter 1. The Return. The three of us, all with set faces of high determination, sat close in the big biplane as we said goodbye to Her Land and rose, whirring from the level rock on that sheer edge. We went up first and made a wide circuit, that my wife Eleanor might have a view of her own beloved land to remember. How green and fair and flower-brightened it lay below us. The little cities, the thick-dotted villages, the scattered hamlets and wide parks of grouped houses lay again beneath our eyes, as when we three men had first set our astonished masculine gaze on this ultra-feminine land. Our long visit, the kind care and judicious education given us, even though under restraint, and our months of freedom and travel among them, made it seem to me like leaving a second home. The beauty of the place was borne in upon me anew as I looked down on it. It was a garden, a great cultivated park, even to its wildest forested borders, and the cities were ornaments to the landscape, thinning out into delicate lace-like tracery of scattered buildings as they merged into the open country. Terry looked at it with set teeth. He was embittered through and through, and but for Eleanor, I could well imagine the kind of things he would have said. He only made this circuit at her request, as one who said, "Oh well, an hour or two, more or less. It's over, anyhow." Then the long gliding swoop as we descended to our sealed motorboat in the lake below. It was safe enough. Perhaps the savages had considered it some deadly witch work and avoided it. At any rate, save for some dents and scratches on the metal cover, it was unhurt. With some careful labor.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?